Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hey, y'all. I'm Bud Elliott, and this is Cover 3 College Football Summer School. We've done our research on the teams, and now we're bringing on the top team experts from the 24/7 Sports Network to help us fill in the blanks. Please follow us on Twitter at Cover 3 Podcast. That's Cover 3 Podcast. And leave us a 5-star review on Apple and Spotify. All right. Class is in session. Hey, y'all, I'm Bud Elliott, and welcome back in to College Football Summer School, a production of the Cover 3 podcast. And today I'm really excited to be talking a little Texas. And for that, I'm joined by Chip Brown of Horns 247. Chip, welcome to the show, man.
Bud, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Excited to talk a little Sark and high-flying Texas offense and maybe an improving defense. Got a hope and some transfers and the excitement in Austin. Yeah, no doubt about it. Last year, a top 50 power-rated team, but a very up-and-down season at times. They pull off the win over Oklahoma State, and they lose to Kansas. And kind of poor down the stretch, but maybe not entirely surprising, given some of the depth issues that they had and some of the cultural stuff they wanted to try to clean up there. But I want to start on the more fun side of the ball, and that is the offense. A top 30 offense under Sark last year, and that's not terrible for year one. But I feel like this year there's real potential. I mean, the skill guys that y'all have there are just off the charts, it looks like.
Yeah, and that's what everyone's going to be seduced by, is the skill talent, the upside of a guy like Quinn Ewers, the highest rated prospect in the 2021 class, the highest rated recruits at Texas since Vince Young. Texas fans hear that. And, Bud, you know, Texas fans don't need much to think that they're on the verge of their next Big 12 championship. The skill talent is legit. I mean, I think Hudson Card, Quinn Ewers, they both need to take steps, but you've got Bijan Robinson, Roschon Johnson, you got a stable of running backs, and then you've got a really talented big three at receiver in Xavier Worthy, who broke all the UT freshman records last year, 12 touchdown catches. You know, Jordan Whittington, tough former running back, your over the middle third down guy in the slot. And then you add 6'3", you know, range for days, Isaiah Nair from Wyoming, who also had 12 touchdown catches last year. And the skill talent looks great, but you're starting over completely at tight end. You got two inexperienced guys. You bring in Jaleel Billingsley from Alabama, who's not considered a strong blocker, but is a down-the-field threat. So if your young guys, Jatavion Sanders, the 5-star recruit, Gunnar Helm, if one of those guys can become that blocking H-back tight end that is so critical to Steve Sarkisian's offense. He always says the tight end is the second most important position in his offense to quarterback because of all the things that they have to do in terms of motion and all the, you know, the blocking, the catch, all of it. And then you've got an offensive line that gets 6 super talented freshmen coming in June, but haven't been through any college football yet. In that group of 6, you've got 5-stars, Devin Campbell and Kelvin Banks, who I think most Texas fans think one or both are going to start on this offensive line. So there's still some orange construction cones around this offense, but the skill talent is on par with anyone in the Big 12. And now it's about getting to some of those things you mentioned, the culture. Is the culture strong enough that these guys are going to work their butts off all summer and work together and come back for fall camp a better football team than we just saw them at the end of spring?
Certainly. We saw Sark maybe disagree with one of his players as far as calling out certain guys on the team for wanting to party a little bit too much. I've been to Austin. I obviously live there. It's it's a really fun town. I do want to talk about offensive line a little bit before we get to Quinn Ewers, because I love the receiver group. I feel like that's a really tough cover for anybody in that league. But the offensive line last year, I thought was, inconsistent at times, I guess. There were some games they were pretty good. They do lose two starters. It's hard to be a freshman starter on the offensive line, and yet I don't want to count Texas out because of that. But it is concerning to me a little bit if they're going to be starting more than one true freshman on the offensive line, almost regardless of how they're rated, unless they, like an Evan Neal type or something like that. You think there's a pretty good shot more than one of those guys starts?
Well, I think one of the guys they really wanted to step forward this spring, Andre Carrick, third-year guy. He started off at left tackle in the spring, and then he suffers a high ankle sprain and misses, pretty much the second half of the spring. And so, they set it up for him to be the guy, and then he misses the second half of spring. So they move Hayden Connor, a second-year player, out to left tackle, and he's what they want. Big, tough, strong, nasty, not the most flexible, not the best feet, but solid. Kind of like Derek Kerstetter was for them last year. And really, Bud, all Texas needs is solid, and the one thing that you kind of have to pay attention to with Steve Sarkisian and Kyle Flood is they like to do it all. They, Baylor simplified last year. They bring in Jeff Grimes. They simplified and just ran wide zone. So they had offensive linemen cut blocking, which you and I can do. And it worked like gangbusters. Steve Sarkisian's not going to do that. He's a pro style guy. They want a zone. They want a man block. They want to do it all, which requires a higher level of offensive linemen. And so they went out, they recruited like crazy. They got them, but how quickly can those guys, get in and fit in? That is a huge question. They do have some, if Andre Carrick can figure it out, they have a solid center in Jake Majors. Christian Jones has been there like 8 years at right tackle. And so, they might not need two true freshmen to start. Junior Angelau is a lock-in starter at guard. So, maybe one. And if there's a special guy, Texas has had some special guys. Connor Williams, Sam Cosmi started as freshmen, and they're in the NFL. But Texas hasn't had enough of those guys. So we'll see if on, short preparation, just having fall camp, coming in for the summer, maybe a guy like Devin Campbell, Kelvin Banks could come in and find a starting spot.
For sure. All right, let's get the quarterback. Everybody wants to talk about Quinn Ewers. They still have Hudson Card on the roster. Am I wrong to think that this is Ewers' job?
No, I don't think you're wrong. I think we have to see more from Hudson Card. Last year, he did not have the pocket presence to be the quarterback at any school, let alone Texas. He's a talented thrower of the football, but he has got to show pocket presence. And Quinn Ewers is a bigger guy. Literally, 6'3", 215, 220.
Highest rated QB since Lawrence and Fields.
Right. It's hard to, the thing with Ewers, and this is what in talking to team sources, he had so many wow plays, but then he had those plays where he just didn't see the safety in zone coverage and threw it right to him. And we saw him force a ball in the spring game, get intercepted. And, I'm told Ewers led the interceptions by a wide margin. Okay. So can he over the summer get more comfortable with that offense? Can he process, digest, and just accelerate that learning curve to where he eliminates those mistakes? Because if he does, he's got so much presence in the pocket that I would give the edge to Ewers, but I'm not counting Hudson Card out, because Sam Ehlinger had issues with pocket presence as a freshman, had a bunch of turnovers, late game turnovers that literally changed the outcome of the game. So guys can, if they set their jaw and decide this is going to be my team, I'm the quarterback, and they put in the work. We've seen guys take big steps, but I have to think that Quinn Ewers, if he's not the day one starter, he's the day, game three starter, he's going to be the guy eventually, it looks like.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I feel like he's just somebody who just needs to play.
Yeah.
Almost like in baseball, when you call one of the kids up from the minors, like, okay, he's over 12 in his first couple games. Who cares? Like, just get the guy reps. And if you look at the pieces that Sark is putting together, I mean, he's putting the pieces together to build a really dominant offensive line, in the coming years. He's got Ewers locked up for at least one more year after this. Worthy can't go to the NFL until after next year. I guess I'm curious, like, can this be a top 10 offense in college football this year? Like, is that possible? You know what I'm saying?
It's possible. It's possible because Steve Sarkisian is talented. And remember, Steve Sarkisian admitted last year that he took the foot off the gas at times, that maybe he got a little conservative once he got double-digit leads against OU, Oklahoma State, and Baylor, and that, you know, in hindsight, I should have kept, you know, loading up and using all of our motion and using all the heavy, it's a really
keep throwing your best pitches.
Yeah, keep throwing your best pitches. Your players can handle it, and he channeled back. The players feel that. You know, they feel that. They're like, why aren't we running what we were running? And we're going three and out, and now we're expecting our defense to carry the day. I think Sark has to let go of the complimentary football piece of it and just, like he says, all gas, no brakes on offense and see if he can outscore people, because that's probably going to be their best bet.
That's my thought, too. I mean, look at this and transitioning to the defense. Last year, I had him 94th in opponent adjusted defense. That's my numbers. Most of the power numbers out there are kind of close. And I got to say, that's particularly worrisome to me, Chip, because of the poor quarterback play in the league last year. I mean, it's not like, you know, that was the Big 12 that was lighting up the scoreboards back when, you know, Texas was scoring and Baylor was scoring, Oklahoma was doing its thing. I mean, this was a pretty poor year for QB play, I think, in the Big 12. And yet Texas is one of the few defenses in the league that kind of made everybody look pretty good. That's got to change in year two, I would assume, just because of continuity. But are there any reasons to think this gets better quickly other than just continuity?
Well, the lack of cohesion on the defense last year was staggering. And you had players who the coaches relied upon, who were veteran players, who you expected, because they were veterans, were going to be the ones that were taking charge. And they ended up becoming the ones who were like, uh-oh, here we go again. And I'm so sick and tired of this. And that when things started going wrong, they were not the ones standing up like William Wallace and Braveheart and saying, you know, here we go. They were the ones kind of retreating. And it took a while for that to sink in, and it took way too long. I mean, it took a 6-game losing streak, the longest losing streak in the program's history since 1956, and a loss to Kansas to figure it out. We finally saw some personnel changes in the final game of the year against K-State. You wondered why those changes weren't made earlier. Now you talk to the players and They may have lesser recruited guys in that secondary, and it's a melting pot at safety of guys who've moved from other positions. Anthony Cook from nickel, Mo Blackwell from linebacker, Keaton Crawford from corner. But yet Steve Sarkisian feels better about this group because he likes the guys, the competitiveness of the guys and the, you know, the tenaciousness of the guys. And so, you know, that's kind of a intangible thing to grab onto as to how this defense may improve. But, you know, you bring in Gary Patterson, who's got tons of experience with, you know, defending the Big 12. Pete Kwiatkowski's going to listen to him if he's got ideas. I mean, they had Gary Patterson evaluating 2023 recruits, overseeing the winter conditioning program. You know, Patterson's got a presence, you know, not public, but very much behind the scenes with the team, with the coaches. And I think Gary Patterson's enjoying himself because he doesn't have the pressure of, you know, having to be the head guy. And so I expect this defense to be a lot better. I mean, they've got guys who now should be moving from I want to play to I want to win. Guys like Alfred Collins and Vernon Broughton, big time prospects who've made plays but have been wildly inconsistent. If those guys can step up, Tavondre Sweat, another NFL player, if those guys step up, I think the linebacking position is going to be better. Jalen Ford, by all accounts, has taken over at middle linebacker to the point where a couple sources told me it's his defense. That's huge. I mean, he started two games last year, was the third leading tackler on the team. He's got to be on the field. David Benda, same thing. DeMarvian Overshawn has to play more physical. I mean, he's a super senior. Agent Zero, he's got all the NIL deals. He needs to play more physical. This defense has got to be more physical.
I feel like I recognize a lot of these names as recruits, especially in the secondary, as fairly highly recruited guys who are still around, you know, and like that says something that they're still around, assuming that they're willing to fight. I like D tackle. I like hearing what I'm hearing from you on linebacker. I'm a little sketchy about pass rush though. Like the looking at what they did last year and what they lost. And I'm not granted. I think being able to stop the run in the Big 12 is pretty important, which is kind of counterintuitive to say, but it's not like the league has a lot of high quality quarterback play right now. I mean, JT Daniels, who didn't do a damn thing at Georgia, is coming into West Virginia. Baylor doesn't really have any quarterback that scares you. Oklahoma State, Spencer Sanders is not really very good. TCU, we'll see. It's being able to stop the run with good interior D-line play is nice. But I do have some questions about this pass rush, I guess. Any hope there? Maybe any help on the way?
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got young guys now. Baron Sorrell, who played lined up with the first team all spring. Long, you know, second-year player, long, athletic. He's put on good weight. He's hungry, and he's pushing guys. And then Justice Finkley, I mean, the true freshman, early enrollee. Looks like he's a third-year player in the program. I mean, he's 6'3", 256. And, Bud, anyone who plays on the defensive line and wears the number one, you got to be a bad dude. You got to be a bad dude to rock that. And from what we're hearing, he is that guy. He's come in, he's worked, he's really, you know, tried to learn the defense. Now that's a lot to put on young players. You know, Ovi Agofu from Notre Dame, he kind of got caught up in the whole, I just think that whole defense last year wasn't on the same page. It didn't feel like the front and the back of the defense were tied together. They weren't physical enough. So stuff was getting through the front seven. The safeties were out of position. It was a mess. I mean, it was a shocking mess considering, like you said, all these players who are coming back. I mean, Keandre Coburn, Tavondre Sweat, Moro Ojomo. The best defensive tackle on the team is Byron Murphy, and he's running second team. I mean, that guy probably needs to be you know, more in the first group, and that'll all sort itself out once the season starts. But Oshon Mathis, the TCU grad transfer, huge target for Texas. They could sure use, you know, some impact from a guy like him.
No doubt. Chip Brown, Horns 247. Also check him out on the Horns 247 flagship podcast. Listen to our whole Horns 247 family of podcasts. Chip, really appreciate the time today, man. I'm excited to see Sounds like the offense is going to have to carry this defense a little bit, but it certainly seems possible given Sark's history and all the talent they've assembled there on that side of the ball.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, and the culture is the biggest thing. Can Sark get all those guys, you know, moving together in the same direction? Because last year there were some dissenters in there.
All right, Chip, I'll see you later, man.
Okay, thanks, bud.
All right. All right, that's the bell. Cover 3 College Football Summer School is over for today. But don't worry, we'll be back soon with even more episodes filling you in on the top teams in college football. Please give us those 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Follow us on YouTube and on Twitter at Cover3 Podcast, and we'll see y'all soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.